Welcome to Voices of the Community, which explores critical issues facing Northern California communities. We introduce you to the voices of community thought leaders and change makers who are working on solutions that face our fellow individual community members, neighborhoods, cities, and our region. This is George Koster, your host. This episode is part of our series exploring COVID-19's impact on nonprofits and small businesses in the San Francisco Bay Area. Back in April of 2020, when we decided to create this ongoing series on COVID-19's impact, first on nonprofits and then on small businesses in the San Francisco Bay Area, we, like you, had no idea how long the pandemic would go on and what the health and economic impact would be in our community. As we enter the second half of 2022 with the latest explosion of cases from the most recent COVID-19 Omicron mutations, along with the masking requirements being changed and folks getting their vaccinations, our communities are still struggling to deal with the health, economic, mental, and societal impacts of the ongoing global pandemic. This all adds to the ongoing uncertainty of our ever-changing indoor and outdoor, vaccinated and unvaccinated protocols, and the politics of the pandemic that will drive how we all come back together as a unified or fractured community. We will continue to shine a spotlight on the nonprofits and small businesses that make up the fabric of our community, along with the founders and staff who are struggling to deal with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on their operations, services, and sustainability until we can all get to the other side of the pandemic. Along the way, we will also share with you all the amazing solutions that our nonprofits, small businesses, foundations, and government leaders are working on to help us all get to the other side of the pandemic and come together to rebuild our communities with more economic, social, and environmental equality.
So this jobs piece is part of it. And I think as we look forward, the other piece of this becomes affordability and housing. But I think both have to go hand in hand. But bringing the city back, though, you know, creating a business climate and environment where companies want to be here, where employees want to be here, where households want to be here, I think that's become the name of the game now in a COVID recovery type of economy in San Francisco.
Our show today focuses on the impact the COVID-19 pandemic is still having on the city of San Francisco's downtown community area, along with its businesses, workers, and visitors. The city of San Francisco, along with businesses and community leaders, have developed studies, plans, and funding to attempt to reinvent the downtown community. We've invited two thought leaders to share with you their work to address these issues and how you can get engaged. Our guests for today's show are the Vice President of Advance San Francisco, Chris Wright, and the Executive Director of the Bay Area Council Economic Institute, Jeff Belisario. Welcome to Voices of the Community, Chris and Jeff.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I'd like to begin by just having each of you provide a quick background on yourselves and then each of your organizations and what your mission and kind of services are. Let's start with you, Chris.
Great. Thanks, George. My name's Chris. I'm with the business association in San Francisco called Advance SF. I'm the senior vice president there. Advance SF is an organization that's made up of the city's leading employers and that it's focused on the economic vitality of San Francisco and the livability of San Francisco. We've done this through independent research. We also help to educate the public and city leaders. We do that on matters related to the economy, and also the quality of life. That's something that our organization has evolved to take on. In the past, this organization was known as the Committee on Jobs for years, and we recognize that the city has changed a lot in 30 or so years, and that the business community is part of a larger ecosystem, and that we need to look at a broader set of issues that are not just sort of business taxes and business regulations. Our key focuses over this first year of being recognized as Advance SF, we're focused on the clean and safe streets of San Francisco. We've been looking at the affordability crisis and middle income work. And that's what Jeff will be speaking to during this podcast. And also, we've put a lot of effort into the future of downtown San Francisco and what is now recognized as sort of the economic core of San Francisco. That's a major concern right now for the city.
Thank you, Chris. And turning to you, Jeff, could you provide a little background on your organization, which is part of the Bay Area Business Council, as I recall?
Correct. So my name is Jeff Belisario. I lead the Bay Area Council Economic Institute. We're a relatively small think tank focusing on policy and economic issues in the 9-county Bay Area and around California. We do a lot of work to educate elected officials, educate the public, I'm going to tell the story of the economy in a way that is extraordinarily accessible, we hope, to general audiences. I'm going to talk about some of the key issues and opportunities impacting both our region and the state. So the Economic Institute is connected to and part of the broader Bay Area Council, which is a 77-year-old business advocacy organization. And over the last couple of years, we've, like all other groups, have really shifted to how our economy recovers, how we're comparing to other locations. And in particular, what do we need to do to make sure that as a Bay Area and as cities in the Bay Area, what policies and investments need to happen to make sure that we really stay at the forefront? We spent much of the last decade pre-COVID as the envy of the globe, and much of what we're talking about here today is how we get ourselves back into that position in a post-COVID economy.
Thank you, Jeff. I want to turn back to you, Chris, and just have you, if you will, kind of frame up for the audience the affordability crisis in San Francisco. It's obviously been building for a decade plus, and the COVID-19 pandemic's really had an impact. So share with the audience, from your organization's point of view, its impact on San Francisco's economic core.
Sure. Well, just to frame it, in the beginning or before COVID, the city's economic core, and by the economic core, we're not just talking about the old financial district. We're looking at Union Square, the old financial district, SoMa, and Yerba Buena, and maybe even closer to City Hall. That area accounted for 72% of the city's GDP. And that has significantly changed as a result of COVID and the use of remote work. You know, because of people being required to stay at home and relying heavily on remote work, many businesses learn that they can be just as productive as they were before. And on the other side, the employees realize that they appreciate the flexibility of working from home. And with that, as a result, we're now in a situation where between 25 and 30% of workers have returned to the downtown core. I think San Francisco right now has the highest office vacancy maybe in the nation. Highest certainly than that's ever been measured. About 25% of our office space is actually just outright vacant. And that number is probably going to climb. So because of COVID and the use of remote work, we're looking at an economic core that looks significantly different than it did pre-COVID. And, you know, some of those affordability issues that we've had, again, we've had a high cost of living in San Francisco for a long, long time. High cost of leasing space for businesses, and obviously a high cost of living, high cost of housing for workers. And now that people can work wherever and businesses can operate wherever, that raises a whole question of what are we doing in San Francisco? So we wanted to take a closer look at, you know, the hollowed out middle that we have in San Francisco and the economy. We want to take a closer look and use this going forward. You know, what do we need to maintain that middle income employment? A lot of those small employers and also mid and large size, how can we make sure that the economy is whole and that the jobs there are as inclusive as possible? And that's the work that Jeff and the Bay Area Council started to look at more closely.
Thank you. And turning to you, Jeff, that kind of leads us to the creation of the middle wage job report. So if you will, to kind of back up and give the audience just a little bit more context as to why your two organizations came together to basically publish the middle wage job report.
We've been looking at this topic even before the pandemic. San Francisco was becoming what we might call more of a barbell economy, where you have many jobs at the top and you have jobs in the service sector kind of supporting those jobs in the top. This is happening across the U.S. too, where the middle class has been hollowed out, but particularly the jobs here within the city, given the high cost of living, which then pushes wages higher, many jobs in administrative support, accounting, parts of sales, human resources. Those were the jobs that were being pushed out of San Francisco and exported out to places like Texas and Nashville and Indianapolis. Those jobs, they were potentially in tech companies, but they weren't necessarily the coders, software engineers, heavy STEM type jobs. So if you can pay, you know, 20% lower wages in another place, but still get the same type of talent, you know, many companies were looking at that, you know, doing those calculations and saying, why don't we have offices in these other lower cost places? We can still keep our core tech talent in San Francisco, but we need to be expanding elsewhere just based on cost. So that was all pre-pandemic. We were seeing that kind of loss of the middle, really wanted to look at how you can potentially keep those jobs in the city and within our region. Now, you know, fast forward a couple of years, looking at what happened to our economy in COVID-19, now bringing back every job is becoming more important. We're seeing San Francisco now at the bottom of the list in terms of its economic and its jobs recovery. So we wanted to look at a couple of things. We started off with middle-wage jobs. We wanted to see how we can create policies, create ideas to ensure that the city is focusing on that area. But now we're also looking at, you know, what has changed because of COVID-19? What are the key roadblocks to the city's economic growth? And, you know, we had identified middle-wage jobs as being a potential avenue where you could see job growth in the future, an area where, frankly, there are not a ton of jobs in the middle in the city right now. Only 20% of the jobs in the city we would classify as middle wage roles. So again, I think it comes back to equity as well. You know, if you're looking to create a balanced city that has opportunity for everyone, part of that is a housing and cost equation, but part of that is creating the job, you know, that can fit within the city as well. So this jobs piece is part of it. And I think as we look forward, the other piece of this becomes affordability and housing. But I think both have to go hand in hand. But bringing the city back, though, you know, creating a business climate and environment where companies want to be here, where employees want to be here, where households want to be here, I think that's become the name of the game now in a COVID recovery type of economy in San Francisco.
Staying with the report, Jeff, the report actually teased out 10 trends driving post-COVID recovery. Can you share what those trends are?
So, you know, when we look across the country, dense urban economies have really been impacted the most from COVID-19. Those high-cost coastal areas have seen loss of population. They've seen loss of jobs. And we've seen the center of gravity shift to what you might call more second-tier locations. Whereas here in San Francisco, and New York is another example of this, we're still trying to catch up in terms of the amount of jobs that we've lost. So that's one of the key issues here, is that there are fewer workers coming into downtown supporting those restaurants. There are fewer tourists coming into the city supporting hotels and supporting the entertainment and the arts sector. Now with remote work and ability to move around, our high housing costs are potentially finally outweighing all the benefits of the city and the great aspects of the city. The new business taxes the city has imposed in the last couple of years is also, you know, adding to that cost equation for many businesses. And then other geographies are just catching up to San Francisco. You know, everyone was looking at the San Francisco Silicon Valley playbook. How do we attract tech? How do we attract workers? So places like Austin, Miami, Denver, Boise, you know, all of them have had these campaigns to draw in workers. And we're not competing against just one of them. We're competing more so against the cloud and all their geographies in San Francisco. But now we're seeing in a remote work world where tech is going more remote and those workers have disappeared from San Francisco to a certain extent, that a future San Francisco economy just can't be so reliant on tech.
You're listening to Voices of the Community, which explores critical issues facing Northern California communities. Voices of the Community is supported by a grant from the James Irvine Foundation, dedicated to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. More at irvine.org. This is George Koster, your host, and if you're just joining us, in this episode, we're discussing how the COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact our economy and especially downtown San Francisco, with the Vice President of Advanced SF, Chris Wright, and the Executive Director of the Bay Area Council Economic Institute, Jeff Balazario. Let's get back to our conversation about their work on the Middle Wage Jobs Report, as well as the plans to help bring back the economic core of San Francisco and the downtown community. Well, and speaking of re-envisioning, if you will, what were the recommended actions from the report, Jeff, that came out?
Yeah, so I think the first piece for us, when you think about San Francisco, when you think about growing the economy, and you think about making it a business-friendly place where employers want to hire, you can think about taxes, right? So the city has enacted multiple new taxes over the last few years on businesses of all sizes, particularly larger employers. So recommendation one is to pause implementation of new taxes, fees, and regulations until we can get our economic footing and can find growth. Two, we've had many companies leave San Francisco even before the pandemic. They were exiting due to high costs. So two would be to understand why those companies are leaving exactly, make sure that we're tracking that and understanding that and can better understand our challenges. Three, the cost of living is high here, right? And it's not going to come down overnight. But I do think investigating the city's overall cost of living, comparing that to other cities and really making a commitment to housing in particular, housing at all levels of affordability is key for the city going forward. Four, and we look at middle wage jobs in this report, but I think really identifying the industries and occupations that the city is losing and should have policies to make sure that they can retain those types of jobs. And then five, we look at the potential for financial incentives for employers to create middle income jobs in the city. You know, in addition to pausing the taxes, I think there are ways that employers can be rewarded for creating the types of jobs that the city wants to grow going forward. 6, making sure that our economic programs and our workforce programs are really aligned with middle wage occupations and the needs and desires of those employers. Oftentimes we see programs that are very well intentioned, but don't necessarily totally line up with what the employers are looking for from a skill perspective. So making sure that employers are in those conversations would be, a big solution for the city over the long term. The 7th one we look at and talk about is, again, coming back to housing. So thinking about new policies that can catalyze the construction of workforce housing in particular. And then lastly, this is the big piece of all of this is really just a refocus on quality of life within the city. Over the last couple of years, with fewer people coming downtown, issues on crime and homelessness, safety and cleanliness have all been magnified within San Francisco. So I think changing the narrative there, but also creating actual change in those areas will help change that perception about the city that I think exists, not just in our region, but across the U.S. right now. San Francisco has fallen on tough times as a headline we see in many places. So I think it is incumbent upon us and our city leaders and really everyone to solve these big intractable problems in the city.
And so the report is published, and how has the mayor's office, board of supervisors kind of reacted to the report and the recommendations from the report?
That's something that we've been working on, trying to educate the members of the board of supervisors and the mayor's office and other city leaders. They're getting through their budget right now and a number of working their way through a number of measures that will be on the ballot. But I think there's going to be some time where they will be able to take a look at this more closely. I think people are honestly a little slow to recognizing what's going on with the economy and what is happening in particular to that downtown economic core. And it's going to take some education on our part, among others. But we know that the mayor's office is a top concern for the mayor's office. And it's our job to continue to educate and to bring forward what is actually happening in this area.
Well, and to that point, Chris, you both came together, created the report. And in parallel to all that, there was the San Francisco's Economic Core Recovery Initiative and spending plan. So can you kind of walk the audience through that, Chris? Like, what's the background of that
sure.
one?
So several months ago, the mayor's office reached out to our organization to partner with them on a series of meetings with stakeholders around the future of the city's economic core. We're concerned about it. The mayor's office is very concerned about it. And we brought together a range of folks, small business leaders, larger employers, restaurateurs, property owners, arts organizations. And we started to have these conversations around what's happening and, what are some ideas that people have about moving, how to best to move forward. So from that, we're just beginning to understand what remote work is doing to our local economy, especially in that downtown economic core. So this is the beginning of the conversation, but we've begun to, and the mayor's team began to identify some potential ideas and incorporated some of those ideas in her budget for this coming year. And that's something that will be, an ongoing process, and it has just started. There's a lot of work to be done and some ideas still to come forward.
And staying with the plan itself, what were the recommendations that, because it was the economic core forum?
Yeah,
that,
the forum was sort of one of the places where some of these ideas germinated. But in the mayor's budget that the board approved, there is, $6 million in this fund that will go towards several, events and festivals that they're looking to help generate new interest in coming downtown, some pop-up ideas. Again, these ideas, they're in the process of being developed, and this OEWD, the Office of Economic Workforce and Development, will begin to take a closer look at some ideas that are coming from the stakeholders in these areas. And then there's some additional money for small business support. There's about $10 million, in the budget for direct assistance to the small businesses across the city, but also in this area. And then the mayor and the board agreed to continue to fund a few ambassador programs. So they're part of that effort. In addition, the mayor's budget includes some additional money to maintain and attract new police officers. And again, that's a citywide effort, but some of those police officers will be more present in downtown.
Well, and coming back to everyone's favorite topic, housing, before we came on today, we were just talking about there's been a dialogue literally for the last year plus And it's not a new dialogue with regards to, okay, now we have all this vacant office space. Why can't we turn it all into housing? Wouldn't that help, you know, provide workforce housing, get folks who are unhoused off the street into some, you know, a warm, dry, safe place? What is the group between your two organizations? What's your take on that?
I'll start. So there has been some conversations around building new housing in this area in the economic core, or even converting some of the existing buildings into housing. On the latter part, it's a lot more difficult than people might first imagine. And even if the buildings are convertible, you need to have an empty building. And right now, there's a lot of businesses that are still operating out of these buildings. So there would have to be a lot of, not luck necessarily, but there has to be an opportunity for these buildings to be, one, you know, able to be converted, vacant to be converted, and then also the cost factor. There needs to look at, you know, there needs to be consideration of the cost right now. And to do that is very expensive. So in some cases, it might be easier to build new housing here rather than to convert. But again, I think that the situation is where some of these buildings, people will be looking at that more carefully. So there might be a couple opportunities that pop up.
Great. And I'm going to turn to my favorite question, which is, how can folks who are listening to the show, people in our communities, get engaged in this process of helping reinvent downtown? Would you like to start, Jeff?
Well, I think one of the things that Chris already mentioned is we're having new ideas come from every corner of the city and every corner of the region in terms of how we can grow back in better and different and new ways within San Francisco. So I do think there are various avenues of engagement through Advance SF, through the city, through even the Bay Area Council, where these conversations are happening. And I do think we're almost at an all hands on deck type of approach here, right? There are urban planning aspects, policy. We need good ideas on how to bring vibrancy back to San Francisco and bring it back quickly. So I think that's one. I think the other thing that we encourage at the Bay Area Council, particularly of our membership, but of the public, is to engage with our policymakers and elected officials within the city. I think that voice is huge. And I do think a focus on the downtown core is important, and an understanding that we do need to bring this area back, to bring the entire city back, just because it is the lifeblood of San Francisco and the economic driver of not just the city, but to a certain extent, the entire region. So I do think this becomes more than just a San Francisco question. It becomes a very much regional question going forward.
Thank you, Jeff. And turning to you, Chris, what are things that folks can do? Can someone engage in the Economic Core Forum, or are there community meetings that folks can go and participate?
Absolutely. First, I mean, people could come to our website, Advance SF, to get regular updates, to communicate with us, and we can figure out how we can get everyone involved. There are other groups that are also working on this, SPUR, the Chamber of Commerce, the Bay Area Council. These are all civic groups that are looking at this important issue. So yes, I would encourage folks to reach out to those organizations, among others, and to get engaged. And Jeff mentioned, you know, let's talk to elected officials. And then also, let's look at downtown. Let's look at the economic core and all the places that people can go and visit and eat and drink and have fun. It's happening right now, but, you know, take another look and see what might interest you, and come back down and try it out.
Great. Essentially support our small businesses, especially those that are still surviving in the core.
Exactly.
All right. I want to turn to our final question for each of you today. And so I'm going to stay with you, Chris, on this one. And so what are some of the good things that you see that have come out of the pandemic that can help or hinder the San Francisco downtown and San Francisco's affordability crisis?
So, you know, it's hard to overlook the damage that has occurred down here. The small businesses, the restaurateurs who have all suffered through two, going on 3 years of inactivity and the lack of shoppers and people eating. So it's been really, really hard. I would say, though, that a positive aspect is that through this, I think we've realized that we're all interconnected, that, you know, the small businesses, restaurateurs, large employers, we all need each other to carry on.
Thank you for sharing that. And Jeff, let's start off with that same question. Over the last 2+ years, you're a think tank guy. You're in there crunching numbers, et cetera. What do you feel like you've learned about yourself from the pandemic over these last 2+ years?
Well, I think it's been a rough 2.5 years for everyone. And now we're facing inflation and a whole new set of issues. But for me, it's been kind of a welcome sight to have everyone really coming to us at the Economic Institute and asking what the heck is going on, right? So it's been fun to a certain extent, just as the economy has changed so rapidly. And I think there's a new sense from elected officials, but the broader public even, and kind of understanding the data and the nuances of our economy that maybe wasn't there when everything was just going pretty smoothly back over the last decade pre-COVID-19. So I do think for me, we've learned a lot about our team and our capabilities and how to best bring our message forward. And I think for me, it's been maybe similar to Chris, where I have found the value of kind of getting out and talking to folks and getting out of the data and having those anecdotes oftentimes can kind of bring more light to the story here than just the numbers that we look at. We're going to come back. And I think we're going to come back in big ways, but we do need to solve these issues. So it's not just going to happen for us.
Thank you. That was great. We want to thank the Vice President of Vance SF, Chris Wright, and the Executive Director of the Bay Area Council Economic Institute, Jeff Belisario, for sharing the work of each of their organizations on both the reinvention of the downtown San Francisco community and addressing the economic disparity through their research and policy work. So, Jeff, if folks want to get a copy of the Middle Wage Jobs Report, where should they go to download a copy?
You can find that report and all sorts of data on San Francisco and the regional economy at bayareaeconomy.org. And we're on Twitter at Bay Area Economy.
Thank you. And Chris, if folks would like to learn more about the Economic Core Recovery Initiative, the forum, and the spending plan, what is the best place to get that information?
Sure. They can go to advancesf.org to look up all that material and to learn more about how to get involved.
Great. So we'll make sure that our listeners have your contact information, website, social media, so they can follow and support your work, as well as get engaged in the work to address these issues facing our community and economy. Please stay safe and healthy as we work our way through the latest surge of COVID-19.
That's it for this episode of Voices of the Community. You've been listening to the voices of the Vice President of Advanced SF, Chris Wright, and the Executive Director of the Bay Area Council Economic Institute, Jeff Belisario. You can read a copy of the Middle Wage Jobs Report and the report's recommendations, along with the results from the San Francisco survey at advancedsf.org. And to read all the research and recommendations from the Bay Area Council Economic Institute, go to bayareaeconomic.org. For more information about the City of San Francisco's Economic Core Recovery Initiative, go to sfmayor.org. We will include links to the reports as well as the City of San Francisco Economic Core Recovery Initiative on the episode webpage on georgecoster.com. We hope that you enjoyed the insights, points of view, and personal stories from the voices of changemakers and their nonprofits and small businesses featured in this series. To find out more and get engaged with the nonprofits, small businesses, and staff members featured in the series, please go to my website, georgecoster.com, and click on Voices of the Community to find links to the extended versions of these interviews and to listen to the entire series. After listening to these stories, we hope that you will consider making a donation and volunteering to provide a hand up to your fellow community members. Today's episode was made possible by the audio wizard and our associate producer, Eric Estrada, and the graphics magic of Casey Nance from Citron Studios, along with the wonderful crew at the San Francisco Public Press and KSFP. Voices of the Community is supported by a grant from the James Irvine Foundation, dedicated to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. More at irvine.org. Voices of the Community is a member of Intersection for the Arts, which allows us to offer you a tax deduction for your contributions. Please go to georgecoster.com and click on the donate link to make a donation to help us provide future shows just like this one. While you're on our website, you can enjoy our archived past shows, which feature community voices working on solutions to critical issues facing Northern California communities. And you can sign up for our newsletter to find out more about future shows, as well as shows and events from the organizations that are included in our episodes. Take us along on your next COVID walk by subscribing to Voices of the Community on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, at George Coster, and we'd love to hear from you with feedback and show ideas, so send us an email to george@georgecoster.com. I'm George Coster in San Francisco, and thank you for listening.